This is KUTX 98.9. I'm Art Levy, and I'm joined by a very special guest today, Dave Grohl. You know him from Foo Fighters and Nirvana and about a dozen other things on his resume, including director, which we'll be getting to in just a moment. But first of all, Dave, how are you doing?
Very well. How are you? Thanks for having me.
Oh, no problem, no problem. Now, Foo Fighters are celebrating their 20th anniversary this year. They have their 8th album coming out. It's called Sonic Highways, comes out on Tuesday, and took a really interesting route with this album, no pun intended. Sonic Highways, they recorded songs in 8 different cities, including Austin, and put it all together in an HBO miniseries, and the Austin episode premieres tonight. And first of all, I want to ask you, what personally drew you to Austin?
Well, I'll pick these 8 cities as a little bit of a challenge because there's so many cities in America with really deep, rich, iconic, legendary music, musical histories. Like, there's cities like Detroit and Philadelphia, Memphis. But we needed 8 cities. We decided to pick cities that maybe people didn't know too much about. We picked cities because of their personal connection or relevance to the band. And I wanted to come to Austin because it really is a music capital. Most people know it for relevance or importance in the industry, but I started coming here in the mid-'80s with punk rock bands. It was just like an oasis in the middle of all this country. There was this like safe place for alternative types, and I fell in love with it the first time I came here. I really felt like, wow, it's like dropping Berkeley in the middle of Texas. Like, wow, that's so weird and cool. And Austin City Limits, the television show, was a big part of my life as a kid because I watched it almost every episode because I liked seeing musicians performing live together on a small stage in a small venue with no frills and no holds barred. That was something that you didn't get too much on television back in the day. And so I thought, well, this city is just as important as any of the others when it comes to the, you know, to the family tree of American music. So, and plus it was a great excuse to come eat my face off for a week, you know.
Of course. Great. Now, I understand you recorded a song for Sonic Highways on the soundstage of Austin City Limits.
That was one of the best parts of throwing this whole thing together. Logistically, a project like this is insane. It's like, you know, gathering a crew of people to go do 100 interviews to everyone from the president in the White House, Dolly Parton on her bus, to Chuck D., from Public Enemy, to Joan Jett, to Woody Guthrie's daughter. Like, we talked to everybody. So, but picking the studios, you know, we'd look at it, we'd choose a city, and we'd think, okay, what are the great studios there? And we kind of gravitate towards the stranger places. With the Austin episode, like, rather than find a recording studio, I just thought, man, if they're not using that old stage anymore for the Austin City Limits show, let's just build a studio in that room and do it there. And so we did. And I mean, when you stand on that stage, it doesn't matter if you're playing music or just looking out at the bleachers, you know that your feet are like on hallowed ground. So we were lucky enough that we could get the place for a week to record a song.
Right, and I want to tell listeners that they recorded on the historic soundstage. That's what we call it now, the old Studio 6A. It's since moved locations, but the old stage is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Now, Dave, you mentioned that you were a big fan of Austin City Limits, the TV show growing up. Do you remember the very first episode you saw?
Oh, God, I don't know if I remember the first one. Everyone remembers the Stevie Ray Vaughan episode. I remember Willie Nelson episode. I remember the Ray Charles episode. It's funny because the thing that I remember the most, that iconic backdrop that they had, which for years I thought really was the skyline of Austin. I didn't realize it was like cardboard and Christmas lights. I had no idea. I was like, wow, Austin's beautiful at night, you know?
It's the magic of television, man. Well,
yeah.
Well, my guest today is Dave Grohl, frontman for Foo Fighters, celebrating their 20th anniversary. Their new album, Sonic Highways, comes out on Tuesday. They have a whole HBO documentary series documenting eight different cities where they recorded and kind of taking a look at the different music scenes, including Austin. The Austin episode premieres tonight. Now, this episode, you know, each of these episodes is a nice history lesson into the music scene. And for the Austin one, you cover everyone from Willie Nelson, but also Butthole Surfers and Gary Clark Jr. What was the most surprising thing that you learned about the Austin scene?
I think the most surprising thing was the story of Rocky Erickson and the 13th Floor Elevators. You know, I had just always assumed that psychedelic music was burst in the Bay Area, Berkeley and San Francisco. And when I got into the story here and talked to Billy Gibbons or Jimmy Dale Gilmore or Rocky, I realized that, of course, it happened here. Like, it could only happen in a place like this, you know? A lot of people just don't know that much about the 13th Floor Elevators and, you know, and Rocky's story. So it's one of the things I'm most proud of, is that I have the opportunity and the resource to get those stories and tell them on HBO. I mean, that's insane. Like, they basically gave me free rein to talk about whatever I wanted to talk about. I'm like, really? Okay, well, I'm going to talk about the 13th Floor Elevators, or I'm going to talk about Discord Records in Washington, D.C., or go-go music in Washington, D.C. And I feel blessed that I get to tell these stories.
Yeah, as much of a learning experience, I'm sure it was for you. It's definitely more of a learning experience for, you know, the viewers. I've watched a few of the episodes, and it was awesome learning more about Discord and all those kinds of scenes. And actually, there was a really great quote you had in one of the first few episodes. You said that you believe that the environment you record in definitely influences the sound or the feel of the record. What do you think Austin brought to Sonic Highways? What do you think kind of the feel was that you brought?
You receive a lot of it, I think, by osmosis. You know, we didn't want to come to a place and we didn't want to come to Chicago and write a blues song. We didn't want to go to New Orleans and make a jazz song, you know? So we had all of the instrumentals that we've been working on for about a year. We picked eight of them and we paired them to each city. And then, so when we came to the city, we had kind of a clear idea of what we wanted to do musically, instrumentally, but I didn't have any lyrics yet. And then we would spend a week in the city, and on the very last day, I would read back all of my interviews that I had done in that city, and I would take words and phrases and ideas from those interviews and write the lyrics from that. And so, and then the finale of the episode is a performance of the song that you've seen us writing, where the lyric comes up on screen, and you recognize those lyrics from the interviews that you've just heard. So, you know, I honestly think, like, if you're open and you let it get under your skin, it's just gonna get in you somehow. You know, I want Foo Fighters to sound like the Foo Fighters. I don't want to sound like anything else, but I want to feel differently when I come to places, and we definitely felt differently here. Like it just got under our skin somehow, and you know, hopefully it translates musically.
Well, and I think that's an interesting point. You know, with kind of the authenticity, you don't want to be just a tourist in these cities. Now, for ACL TV show, for the 40th anniversary, y'all cut a version of Two-Headed Dog by Rocky Erickson, and I thought we'd go out on that. Why did you pick that song?
Because it rocked.
Fair enough.
Simple. Yeah, because it's a great song, man. You know, it's one of his most famous songs, I think. And when we were talking about recording a song, it was like, well, listen to him scream. Like, I like screaming like that. I was like, oh, yeah, I'm going to scream like that. And so we picked it. It's a great song.
Well, it's a great song. Definitely great lyrics to scream, too. Just absolutely unhinged. Well, really cool to talk to you. Dave Grohl has been our guest on KUTX 98.9. Frontman for Foo Fighters, celebrating their 20th anniversary. Their 8th album, Sonic Highways, comes out on Tuesday. And they've got this HBO documentary, also called Sonic Highways, and where they've gone to different cities to record and explore the music scenes. The Austin episode premieres tonight. Dave Grohl, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for talking to me. It's been a blast. It was a good one.
Thank you.